Well, let me just open with prayer. Lord, I pray that you would make this message real to us and apply in our life. Ask, Lord, that our ears would be able to hear in the right way how you want to bring this into our hearts and minds. Help us, Lord. We do need constant reminders. We've heard many things from the Word in our lives, and just pray that whatever is heard before that I might speak today won't just fall to the wayside, but that your word would meet its mark in our minds and hearts, and that your will prevail in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. John, is this going to be recorded? Or Reggie, do you know?
Yes, if you wanted to, anyways, that's the plan.
Yes, I would like it because I don't think we don't have any other way to record.
Yep, I can strip the audio out from it too.
Oh, good, because Joe said he would want to get that from you.
Yep.
Okay, are we set with that? Or can I?
You got it. You were already recording, but I can snip this off so nobody will ever know how coordinated we are.
Okay. Well, the last time I spoke, the message was about light in a dark place. Jesus is the light of the world. And so there's a lot of hope that we have and a lot of strength and we have everything that we need, even though we're in this dark world. The thing that is bad is that the world keeps getting darker. There's lots of problems in our lives. We're in a fallen world. And, you know, when all these problems and all these burdens, it really produces a lot of stress. And that's what I'm going to be talking about today. Is talking about how to address the stress that's in our lives. Just hearing what's been said this morning, I think it's pretty obvious that there's a lot of stress. There's a lot of stress because things don't go the way we would like to see them go. There's impositions in our life. Events happen that get us depressed or get us angry or fearful, and that's all kind of dark emotions. And we don't want to be in that dark place. We want to be in the light of Christ, and He is certainly there to help us. You know, there's all kinds of levels of stress. We've been listening to some here this morning and praying for them, and that's what we should be doing. There's something I want to talk about but I want you to go in your Bibles, if you have them right there in front of you, to 2 Timothy chapter 3. I'm sure that most of you are familiar with this. I have a number of scriptures I'm going to step down through. And it says this, it's just verse 1, and it says this: in the last days, times of stress will come. Now, life has stress in it all along. So this must be something even more so. So this message is not just about the times of stress in the last days, but it's really addressing any kind of stress. This, what I'm going to speak to you today, is going to deal with any level of stress that we might be facing. And the times of stress that are coming in the last days are even more perilous. In fact, that's one of the definitions of the word stress. In some of the translations, it says in the last days, perilous times will come. In other translations, it says, in the last days, difficult days that will be hard to bear will come. Dangerous times will come. Trying times will come. Terrible times will come. And one thing about stress is, stress is a killer. It not only gets us into attitudes of fear and anger and depression or jealousy or any of those other dark attitudes, but stress works on our bodies and actually physically hurts our body when we're carrying stress. We carry it in our muscles. We carry it in the organs of our body, and especially, you know, with our minds. It seems like when we're under stress, we make bad decisions. Our minds, when they're under stress, we usually are not thinking straight. And if we're not connecting with Jesus, who is the light in that dark, in the dark world, then we usually make some very poor choices. And so with all of what we're saying here, you know, and there's going to be even more so, if you look at what's going on in the world today and in the United States today, you know, the coronavirus, all the different lockdown orders and what people want to do in the public schools and all of the madness that's really out there. You know, it's these are times of stress, and we need to be people that can handle that stress. And God gives us the ability to handle that stress. These difficult days in Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14, it says, "Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction. And there be many that enter in through it. For the gate is narrow and the way is difficult that leads to life, and there are few who find it." Now I'm going to be talking about that particular thing. The actual gate that we need to walk through that really leads to life, it has difficulties. There's going to be difficulties. We have to understand difficulties are going to be in our lives, and we need to embrace it the right way. I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. But all of these things, the stress are the obstacles and the roadblocks that are in our lives that cause tension and worry and anxiety and fear and anger and all the rest of those things. So we have some choices here to make. And one of the things that I've liked by a man named Louis Pasteur. Has anybody ever heard of him? He's the guy that came up with the pasteurization process. He was a microbiologist. He said this: chance favors the prepared mind. What are the chances we're going to be able to be ready for the things that are coming on in this world? And he says that the greater chance is that the person that is more prepared is going to be the one that's going to be able to handle the stress that comes in life. So this is what I'm going to talk about. And you know, that prepared mind, I love the daily devotions. Those daily devotions, and if you're in the habit of reading the Word of God every day, and if you're praying every day, you're reaching out and getting instruction from God and being obedient to God, all of these things are preparing us for the things that are coming up, so that we have an ear to hear, so that we have an obedient heart. All of these things are preparing us for especially in the last days, when even greater stress comes into our lives, which I think has already been has started. So I guess the big thing that needs to be said is that trust is really at the heart of what I'm going to be talking about, trusting God. If we have a real trust in God, the stress can be handled. And I'm going to go through this thing about some scriptures that help us to deal with stress. So, and I have two major points, and there's some subpoints underneath each one. So bear with me, and I'm going to go down through this right now. And the very first point to make about stress is having the right perspective. Have the right perspective. The first point, subpoint underneath this is this: resist the urge to disengage. You know, when you feel overwhelmed, when you feel down in the dumps, when we're fearful, we don't know what to do, we don't feel that we have the ability to meet a situation. Fear rises up in us a lot, and we tend to come up with excuses to avoid what we have to face. So I think this is important for us to realize that one of the things that has to happen is that we stay spiritually motivated. We can't be overwhelmed or defeated. Sometimes we go in that direction, but this thing that comes in with stress, we can get on top of it if we don't allow ourselves to kind of run away from it. The scripture that I got for this was Philippians 4, verse 13 says, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You know, sometimes we don't think, and we don't in ourselves have the ability. But you know what? Christ is always there for us, isn't he? So, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. He gives us the wisdom. He gives us the words to say. He gives us the strength at the time that we need it. And we can face what we need to face and go into it without disengaging ourselves from what we can learn in the process. All right, so that's one sub-point. The second sub-point, mindful positive emotions. Being positive about things. It's it's so easy to get a negative attitude and have negative emotions. And I know that any time where I feel defeated and I'm negative about myself or about what's going on in the world, in the realm of politics, or in anything that's going on, I can't think too well. It narrows my thinking. Do you ever get asked a question that you're not ready for, and your mind just clamps up on you?
Yeah.
You can't think. You don't remember how to do something. And lots of times, when we get in that kind of situation, we just need to learn how to relax. Be positive, draw on the Lord, and the Lord gives us what we need. Here's a scripture, and again, this is in Philippians chapter 4, it's verses 6 through 8. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It's great to have the light of the world in us, isn't it? Finally, brethren, and this is the whole thing of the positiveness. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest and are just and pure, whatever is lovely and of a good report, if there be any virtue and any praise, think on these things." Mm-hmm. And that really helps us out, I think. And it really does come down to this whole thing of trusting God. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths." You know, as much as we love this scripture and say that we trust the Lord, we still lean on our own understanding in so many things in our lives, so many things that we're not even aware of, that we still lean on our own understanding. And I just pray that for myself and for all of us, that this would be a real true deepening in our hearts, is that we're not going to be those that lean on our own understanding. We are going to trust the Lord. We're going to hold on to his word and believe in his word, in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. All right. So those were the things in terms of having a right perspective. That was what the Lord spoke to me there. And then the second major thing is learning how to cope with things in a proactive way, not reactive, not get hit blindsided with something and just react, but that there's a proactive thing, that we're ahead of the curve. We understand what's going on. Did you want to say something?
I was wondering, you said Louis Pasteur's quote about chance favors the prepared mind. Is that what you mean by this?
Yes, that's what I'm going to get into, yes.
Wanted to know why you.
Yeah, that's where it's coming into. Yeah. So the scriptures here for coping proactively is this. Gird up, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13 says, "Gird up the loins of your mind for action." In Matthew 7:7, it says that we are to ask and keep on asking, and seek and keep on seeking, and knock and keep on knocking. We can't grow lazy. We have to have a spiritual energy that we continually draw from the Lord. And that is going to help us when stressful times come our way. We will already be plugged in to our energy source and our source of peace and hope. So the first subpoint under this coping proactively is making sure that we change the way we think. And Ephesians 4, 17 through 23, I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to highlight. It talks about how we have the vanity of our minds, and that our minds are alienated in a fleshy sense. We're alienated from the life of God, and what we need is to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. This requires quite a bit of prayer and prayerfully thinking ahead. What if this, or so-and-so is going to be driving on the road today. I better make sure that I'm praying for that person. You know, things where you're thinking ahead for what's happening in the world. The next subpoint. These are all tough. They sound easy, but they're kind of tough. Managing our feelings. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 16:32 says this: "He that's slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that rules his spirit is better than he who takes a city." So, you know, it's there are certain things with me, and it's I'm sad to say, in the realm of politics. I'm a history teacher. I've studied a lot of that. I'm very concerned about all that kind of stuff, and so because I have this big concern, I have strong opinions, and somebody has a different opinion, I can find myself getting agitated, and I'm really been trying to work on that, not to allow that to happen, and I need to be slow to anger. and control my spirit a lot better. And I know that that's going to, that managing my feelings, not just in that area, but in all the different areas, makes a difference. I can handle the stress because I'm at rest. Mm. And that's another thing, staying connected with the Lord by relaxing, by resting in Him. Matthew 11:28-30. I hope you go back, you're copying these scripture references down, and go back and look at this. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. Here's the burden, right? Burden. We're under stress. You put a heavy weight on your back and you carry it. You're under stress. You're carrying something that's weighing you down, right? And he says, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Oh, I really want to be in that place. We all really need to be in that place where we really do come to Christ. And let our burdens and lay those burdens down and yoke up with Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, last week, I don't know if you remember, but Reggie had said at the very end of the message, at the end of the service, he says, he really had something about Psalm 27. He said, I want you to look at that Psalm this week. Remember that, Reg? And as I was getting the message prepared, the Lord led me into Psalm 27, and I'm going to read that right now. It says this: I would have fainted. So here's all this burden that can, just take the life right out of us and make us feel weak and even to the point of fading. I would have fainted unless I would have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And then he says, the psalmist says, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And that's that intertwining with God. I just found that to just be such an encouraging thing to remind ourselves that this is what we have to do. Anytime that we get into any level of stress, so that we are prepared for the greater things that are going to be happening in this world. And part of what is said there in Psalm 27, talks about being of good courage. And of course, having courage in the face of things is really important. Joshua chapter 1 verse 9 says, be strong and of good courage. Don't be afraid, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Now, if you're thinking that, you're in a pretty good place, aren't you? Mm-hmm. I'm in a pretty good place when I know, you know what? I'm really going through it here. This is very stressful, but Lord, I know that you're here with me.
Yes.
I know you're here for me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I find too that we get this courage a lot from one another as well.
Mm.
We get encouragement through the body ministry.
Yes.
Hebrews 10 verses 24 to 25 says, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. So this is, we're getting closer, aren't we, to the coming of Christ. And all the more as we see this, we are going to need to encourage one another. Because that encouragement builds up our courage. That's what the whole thing is about, what the word's all about, right? Is to be encouraged, to be built up in the courage to face the stressful things of this life. There was something that when I was getting ready for the message that I found on the internet that I thought I liked the way it was said. And so I'm going to, this is another sub point underneath this. And is, listen, it's going to sound kind of funny. Be curious instead of terrified. When times of stress come, I think our first reaction is to be so terribly afraid of what's coming up or what we're now into. And fear can really just take over us. And instead, be curious. I found that word to be kind of curious myself. Learning how to embrace the chaos in the right way. This reminded me. I mentioned this a long time ago. I had a dream, several dreams I've had over the course of my life, where a gigantic tidal wave looms up in front of me in my dream, and the first time I had that dream, I ran away from it. But it still overtook me. The second time I had the dream,
You still ran away the second time.
I did?
Yeah.
Was it the third time? it was the third time then. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So the third time, that I had the dream, I decided there's no sense running away from it. I've got to, it's there. It's on me. I can't get around it. I can't avoid it. This is what it is. So I ran at the tidal wave and dived into the bottom of the tidal wave. And I had another, a second time where I did the same thing. And it's kind of like diving into instead of running away from, looking at what's going on as what's God gonna show me through this? Because it's happening. The bad thing, the stressful thing is happening. Let's embrace it in that positive way and find how God is gonna turn something to good. We know that he's gonna do that, right?
Yes.
You know that he can turn all things to good for those who love him. And if we approach stressful things with more as an adventure, I know we're kind of playing little mind games to a degree, but if we approach it with a more positive attitude, which is this point that I'm saying, having a mindfulness to positive thinking, I think this helps us in the times of stress that we can get into. So, Kathy and I were singing this song a lot this week. It's that song about cast all your cares upon him, lay all of our burdens down at his feet. So this is another one of these points, is getting rid of those burdens, really giving them to God. And it says in Psalm 55:22, cast your burdens upon the Lord. I think I remember something that Marie had in a, right, Marie, yeah. There was a, I think it was this week,
hurling,
it was casting your you talked about the word casting something, maybe it was casting your burdens. It was casting your burdens, and how important that is to get rid of those things, throw it away from us and allow God to have that. And it says, cast your burdens upon the Lord and he will sustain you. He shall never allow the righteous to be shaken. I just thought that was fantastic. Really hitting me. It hit me this week anyway. The other thing is what we did at the beginning of the service is exactly what I'm going to read to you here. And this is important for us because we can't always bear our burdens alone and giving them to God. Sometimes we need help. And it says in Galatians chapter 2, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. just fantastic. And this is important for us, that we bear the burdens of one another through our prayers, through being there for people when they need us. Mm. And then the final point about getting through times of stress is Ephesians 6, verse 11, putting on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Yes. And, you know, we got to realize any of this stressful thing, we're in a spiritual battle. The enemy's used to winning, and he doubles down. He knows his time is short. And I'm just going to end with this thought. It's out of Isaiah 59:19. It says this: when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Mm-hmm. And so we have the light in the dark place. We have Christ. We have the Spirit of God in us to protect us, to be a refuge and a bulwark to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And everyone is going to help us in these days of stress that are ahead for us to go through. So I just pray that this will help you, and that we will be people that will live in the Lord, and that the Spirit of the Lord will be there for us to fend off all of the wiles of the enemy, that we would be people that do have the courage, the humility, that we can manage our feelings, so we cast our cares on him. All of those different things that I mentioned there at the beginning stay engaged, trusting him, girding up the loins of our mind. Lord, that we would be those that have a prepared mind, ready for the difficult days as much as we can be. And so, Lord, we just turn this over to you to work in our hearts the way that you want. Let us have the right perspective as we move ahead with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Malcolm, what was the scripture in